Swasaka of each individual, Atmani of the self, Dehinam of the embodied things, Na not, Tatha thus, Mama Atma Alambi, for that which one identify with as his possessions. Putra, sons, Vitta, wealth, Griha, homes, Adisu, and so on. For this reason, O best of the kings, the embodied soul is self-centered. He is more attached to his own body and self than to his so-called possessions like children, wealth, and home. Purport. It is now common practice all over the world for a mother to kill her own child within the womb if the birth of that child represents any inconvenience for her. Similarly, grown children eagerly place their elderly parents in lonely institution rather than be inconvenienced by their presence at home. These and innumerable other examples prove that people in general are more attached to their own body and self, which represent I-ness, than their family and other possession, which represents my-ness. I-ness and my-ness. Although conditioned souls are very proud of their so-called love for society, family, and so forth, in reality, every conditioned soul is acting on the platform of gross and subtle selfishness. Om Ajnanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchur Janimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I observe two things which I wanted to point out. One is offering obeisance to others in front of the Lord. It is offensive. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu was cleaning the Gundicha temple, that time one Bengali devotee, he was washing the feet, he was pouring the water on Lord Chaitanya's feet and taking that water. So Lord Chaitanya was displeased and he pointed out, he told to Sarup Damodar, who was in charge of all the Bengali devotees, he said, look at your Bengali devotee, what he is doing, he is committing offense in the temple of the Lord, washing my feet. I do not know what will my destination after this. And Prabhupada in Purport, he writes that one should not bathe the feet or offer obeisances to anyone, even his own spiritual master. So this was in my mind for a long time, because you offer obeisance to Prabhupada. So I asked this question to some senior devotees, and they said, Prabhupada Acharya, who is none different from Krishna, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam. So it is fine to offer obeisances to Prabhupada, but not anybody else in front of the Lord. This is one thing. Second thing, while offering obeisances also, we should be careful that our feet does not face the Lord. I say the devotee who offered the water to me, you are offering his feet towards the Lord. I have my personal experience of this. It was 1976. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He was having darshan of Rasyam Sundar, and he was sitting under that tamal tree. I am sure you all have visited Vrindavan. So in courtyard that tamal tree. So he was sitting on his chair and having darshan. We came from book distribution and we heard the Prabhupada is here. It was July month. And so we all were overwhelmed. Instead of going to Brahmachari Ashram, we jumped and we came to temple because Prabhupada was there in temple having darshan. I was so overwhelmed that I forgot the etiquette to offer obeisances. Instead of offering this way, I was offering this way. So Prabhupada is sitting here, Rahasyam Sundar is there. So my feet were towards Rahasyam Sundar and hand were towards Prabhupada. And Prabhupada noticed, even a small thing, he noticed and he called me. I did not know English much those days. So he told Surabhuvaj with Prabhupada and Sadhanya. So he told to tell me that it is offense. So they came and they told me, but it was English. I couldn't figure out what they are trying to say. And Prabhupada noticed it. So he called me. And he told in Hindi. This is direct instruction of Prabhupada to me. He told in Hindi, "Udhar Thakur hai, Thakur ke taraf pair nahi karna." Said, "Krishna is that side, do not show your feet to Krishna." This was the instruction of Prabhupada. So I thought, this was, thanks to those devotees who offer obeisances, you know, putting their feet towards the Lord, at least reminded me, but this is Prabhupada's instruction, so we should be careful. Now, to come back to this verse. First, we have to understand the question before understanding the answer. The question is very simple. Parikshit Maharaj, he was hearing Harikatha. He saw that all the cowherd boys, they have come back. And he also heard that how when they were stolen, and every day when they used to come, the calf and cowherd boys, how the mother, they have so much affection, never seen before. So Krishna was, he had transformed himself like cowherd boys and calf. So based on that, Parikshit Maharaj asked the question, "O Brahmana, how could the cowherd woman have developed for Krishna someone else's son? Such unprecedented pure love. Love they never failed even for their own children. Please explain." Question is clear? The question is, how come the cowherd woman, they develop so much love for Krishna, who is not even their son? And they didn't have that kind of love for their children. So this is the question. Now, how to answer this question, we learn from Sukadeva Goswami. Let us not do anything shortcut. You know, Sukadeva Goswami explains, you know, this simple one question in 11 verses. And he started from the root. What is the cause that we have so much affection or love for material thing or any other thing than Krishna? Our real love is love for Krishna, because that's where it belongs. Krishna is the object of love, nothing else. So how come we don't have love for Krishna? What is the reason? Sukadeva Goswami reasoning out, you know, where did we go wrong that we don't have? That's a natural to have love for Krishna. Like what we saw, all the cowherd women, their love for Krishna, that's natural for living entity to have love for Krishna. Krishna is, you know, object of all the love. In fact, the real meaning of the love is serving Krishna. Try to do something to please Krishna. If anything which is but pleasing Krishna is not love. Nija indriya tripti tar naam kaam. On Krishna indriya priti vancha dhare premana. The prem or love is not to gratify our senses. Anything which is done for our sense gratification, that we call lust. That is not the love. And the lust is the cause of all problem. Lust is the cause. Because of lust, we are totally bewildered. Prahlad Maharaj also said, tasadhumanne asurvarja dehinam sada samudhya asat grahaya. We all are constantly disturbed, always disturbed, because asat grahaya, because we are accepting something which is not true. That is the cause of the disturbance. So kama is the cause of all the problem. And because of kama, we are always disturbed and our mind goes all over place. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, aneka chitta vibhranta moha jala samavrita prasakta kama bhogesu patante narake asuchau. People who are bewildered because of gratifying their senses, so they are delusion, moha jala samavrita, they are totally tied by moha jala. Prasakta kama bhogesu, because they are too attached to sense gratification, and this way they are put to hell. Prasakta kama bhogesu patanti, they fall. Narake, the hell. Asuchau, which is not very good place to live. Asuchau, very place, filthy place. It's not good place. So, real love is love for Krishna. And anything else is called lust. But in this material world, even the lust, we call it love. Now, Sukadeva Goswami started answering the question of Parikshit Maharaj. And he going to the root. I mean, one should not answer things superficially just to please somebody. Sukadeva Goswami is not speaking here to please Parikshit Maharaj, but he is speaking the real truth. And that is the duty of a sadhu. You must speak truth, not any flattery language. So Sukadeva Goswami starts saying, सर्वेषाम अभिभूतानां निपम स्व आत्मैव वल्लभ. ओ माय डियर किंग, ओ नृप, ही इज पॉइंटिंग हिम. इट स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम द किंग यद यद आचरति सृष्टा. ही सेड एवरी लिविंग एंटिटीज सर्वेषाम अभिभूतानां, ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज, नॉट ओनली ह्यूमन बीइंग, not only human being, but bhutanam means all the living entities. What is dear to them? Swa-atmaiva, this body. Since they have no, they don't have understanding of soul. So here the word swa-atmaiva is very important. Swa-atmaiva means one's own self, means body. We identify with our this body. So, eva means certainly, there is no doubt in that. All living entities, all the creatures, for them, this body is Ballabha, it is the most dear. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami gave that example of Indra becoming a pig. You heard this example of Indra becoming a pig, that how he was so attached. So first attachment is to the body, and thereafter the attachment comes itare. Itare means other than the body. First and foremost, everyone loves their body. And they identify, they think that I am this body. We don't say this is my body, I body, I-ness. I am this body. And that is because of false ego. Because of false ego, the aham mameti starts. So the real problem starts from there. When we identify ourselves with the body, therefore we have no love for Krishna. One way, this is the answer. And then he goes on. This is the real cause of having no love for Krishna, because we are identifying ourselves with our body. In India, not only body, they identify with their house, the motor car. How many of you have been in India? Okay. So their taxi, you all are Indian, so you know. So taxi, nobody tells, oh taxi wala, come here, said, taxi come here. You say, rickshaw come here. And come, brum, they come. Nobody says rickshaw wala. Nobody says taxi wala. It's a taxi. So he identifies himself with taxi. He thinks I'm taxi. Somebody calling me, taxi come. So he comes. He brings the taxi. That is identification. So first identification is with the body. Swa atma eva. Thinking that I am this body. And therefore, he thinks the body is the dearmost. Ballabha. Then, itarate, other than, you know, this body, apatya. Patya means falling, and apatya means properly fallen, or who has taken birth. Means children. Itarte apatya vitta, wealth, body, wife, children, wealth, adyaha, the thing, these are the dearmost after the body. Now again here, same thing here, itarte apatyavitta adi tada ballabhe eva hi. He means certainly again. So they are the dearmost. And same kind of thing again today, he is saying, tada rajendra yatha sneha swasa swasak atmani dehinam na tatha. So in previous verse he said, first one loves his body, then wife, children, wealth, and so on and so forth. So somebody may ask question, that means he loves everybody. He said, yes, he loves everybody, but still when time comes, then his real love is his body. He loves his body most, more than his children. Na tatha mamatam lambim putrabita grihadesu. He do not have that much affection or love for his children, wealth or griha, so much as he has for his body. So body is like something that people, they love. And they are loving with body. I'll tell one story, and you all can find out. Once, there was a man, a businessman. He got a heart attack, and he was about to die. He had four wives. How many wives? Four wives. So, when he was cured, he was okay, but he didn't want to die. When he was discharged from the hospital, when he came home, so he asked his fourth wife, he said, my dear beloved wife, I have been taking care of you so nicely. I gave you bath. You see how attached he was to bathing his own wife. I give bath to you. I feed you. By my own hand, I feed you. I dress you. And I bring everything for your pleasure. I am going to die. Doctor said, when I get second heart attack, I will die. But I do not want to go alone. Will you come with me? She said, well, if you want to die, good luck. You die, I'll go back to my parents. I'm not old, I'm a young girl. Why should I stay with you? How should I go with you? I'll go back to my parents. He got shocked that someone whom he loved so much, so much he loved that he identified her with him. That she's everything, she's my life and soul, she's my beloved. And she's saying like that. Then he turns toward his third wife. He said, I know you are not chaste. You are chanchala. You are not chaste. But still, I protect you. I lock you. When I go out, I lock you. You know, I take care of you. And I give more and more whatever you want so that you don't go anywhere else. So please tell me, I am about to die. Will you come with me when I die? That if you want to die, die fast. I'm not old lady, I'm a young girl. I'll find some suitable husband. I'll marry somebody else. And a wife whom he loves so much, she telling in front of her husband, I'll marry somebody else. Now you can understand what he must be feeling. Then he turns to our second wife And he asked his second wife, same question. She said, "My dear beloved husband, we are so grateful to you for taking care of me. I am so grateful to you for taking care of me, protecting me, taking all inconvenience to protect me, working so hard to maintain me, bringing everything that I wanted. But unfortunately, lap karma does not permit that I can come with you. Although I want to come with you, but I cannot come. But I can do this much. When you die, I can take you for cremation. I can do this. I will be there up to your body age, but I will be there with you." Guy was sinking. He was sinking. Then he looked up. He heard a voice from somewhere. He said, "My dear beloved husband, I love you so much. I know you don't care for me, but still I love you so much. I was with you, I am with you, and I will remain with you wherever you go." Then he looked up. Away from the sound of coming. He saw a lean, thin, some man. Said, "Who are you? Who are you?" She said, "Don't you remember? I'm your first wife." "But you have forgotten." See, wife who is neglected by husband, their life is. At least here they can take divorce. In Vedic life there is no divorce. So she said, "What can I do? You have neglected me, you didn't care for me, but I am your first wife. So you saw your other three wives and you saw me. Now decision is yours, what you want to do." A story, finish. Now let us understand the instruction from this story. We all have four wives. And all these four wives are described here in this verse. We all have four wives. The fourth wife was what he said, "I bathe you," right? You got to respond to me, right? He said, "No, I bathe you, I feed you, I dress you," right? So fourth wife is the body. We love this body so much, the fourth wife. And she said, "After you die, I'll go back to my parents." So after we die, what happened? The body goes back to its origin of ether, air, fire, water and earth. The third wife, she said, who was Chanchala, said, "You won't die, die, I'll marry somebody else. And that's our wealth. If we die, will the wealth will go with us in Mahaprabhu? Children will take it. Wealth will marry somebody else. Or nobody in their government will take it. But nothing will go with us." Second wife is our relative. Right? We maintain the relative. Our relative, they take our body for cremation. And the first wife is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, who is always with us. He loved us so much. That's the real love we have with Krishna. So, the real problem is the fourth wife or the identification with the body. And for body, for certifying the body and bodily need, we can do anything. We have seen, Prabhupada gave two examples of one age for keeping their body fit or for fit for sense gratification. Women, they kill their children in the womb. And this is crazy. When a child is born, and if a child dies, people, they sue doctor. Same doctor, they sue. But if a child is not born, they will kill. No question of suing. What a nonsense. If he is inside, he can be killed. But outside, he cannot. And this is all for sense gratification. Other example, a Prabhupada gives, of nowadays they are building a retirement home or old age home. The parents who took care of, at least in all, also happening in India, so sad. The parents, they think the children will be help to us in our old age. Budhape ke sahara honge. But the children are too much in sense gratification. They think the parents are the disturbance in their sense gratification. So let us see them off. Let them put them in old age home and go once a year on Father Day or Mother Day or, you know, Sunday or whatever. Something to see. This is all because of sense gratification. For satisfying oneself. For satisfying oneself, one can. Na tatha mamata alambi. They are not dependent. Alambi means dependent. Or they don't have attachment to putra, to their son, vitta, to wealth, griha adisu, the house, and household paraphernalia, or anybody else. So the both verse is almost similar but explains differently. And that both verse said, actually we love none but love our body. Body is the center of the love. And therefore we are suffering. But real love, the center of love is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you love Krishna, then we all will be happy. So long we are loving our body, will not be happy. Somehow or other, people will come always to disturb us. One point, we love somebody, will become disturbance next day. Just like parents. The children, they fight, my daddy, my daddy, my daddy. They love so much. But in old age, what happened? Same daddy, same children. But no, now old age. The Prabhupada said, in this material world, love is based on sense gratification. If you gratify my senses, I love you, you love me. If you disturb me, divorce. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. I was told to finish by 8:15. 1 minute past. Well, let's stop here. No question. You go and cut sabji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
एक और माला चाहिए, उसी का पत्र है 9 बजे आज एक और माला चाहिए।